Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. I'm so happy to see you here today. We have a great show for you. Before we get started, though, I'm going to remind you, please go to our website, www.beautyforashes, all spelled out, .tv, and join us. Join me on Telegram. Join me on some of my social media sites. On Telegram, I have a group and we can chat. We can get to know each other better. If you're local and you're involved in local government, be sure you reach out to me. I really want to get our local candidates, our conservative voices highlighted. I would love to have you on my show. So if you're watching this, please find a way to connect with me. You can also email me at info@beautyforashes.tv and I can get back to you there as well. If you're watching this on one of the sites such as Brighteon or YouTube or Rumble, please like the video, give it a thumbs up, give it a rumble, whatever it is that the social media site asks to promote the show. Please share it and please subscribe. We would love to stay connected. I believe we have a lot of good content that will really impact you and encourage you. And we speak truth. And on this show, we are focused on marrying the word of God and the truth of his word to all the events that are going on around us. And they are crazy today, aren't they? Today's show is an amazing show. As I have said before, local action has a national impact. Those are not my initial words. General Flynn, I think, is the first one who started that phrase, but it really is true. And we need to understand that we, the people, are the ones whose voices get heard by us being involved, by us engaging, not just sitting home and praying. Yes, we need to sit home and pray. Yes, our intercessors, you need to be out there interceding and praying and making sure that we are going to the Lord first, 100% agree. But then the word says, faith without works or without action is dead. So we need to take that faith to the next level. As conservatives, so many of us, we go to our prayer closets, but then that's it. And we don't take the next steps. Now, I'm not saying everybody can go out and run for office. I'm not trying to put pressure on you. I'm not saying that this should be all about works. But what I am trying to get to is that we need to engage in some form or fashion. So today's show, we have the one and only Felicity Joy Solomon, and she is in my home state of Illinois. She's running for the Illinois State Senate. And she is awesome, and you are going to love hearing her story. And what I love about her is that she is so relatable. And you know what? We need to be the people that are in office and the ones that are running this country, and we need to be relatable and real. Enough of the political nonsense, enough of the lifelong politicians who are in there to get their severance packages and their lifelong money that they can just live off of forever, even if they're not in office. Enough. It's corrupt. It's not right. So I love how relatable this woman is. She is a mom. She's a life coach. She's an ordained minister. She actually runs a house church. She is even a talk show host. She's been doing this for 15 years. So I hope I can learn some pointers from her today. She has two shows, Black Conservative Female, and her second show is called Simply Felicity. You can find her and follow her on Facebook, YouTube, and on Roku under the Creative Motion Network. Y'all, this is going to be a good show today. And I believe you're going to love it. And I believe you're going to be encouraged. So thanks for joining us. Are you ready? Let's go. Enjoy this Beauty for Ashes clip. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code B4A. Or call our exclusive number 1-800-951-5407. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call now, 1-800-951-5407, or online, go to the Radio Listener special page at mypillow.com, promo code B4A. For more great content, go to beautyforashes.tv. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to welcome Felicity into the studio, and I know you're going to love her. And one of my favorite things is that we share the same middle name, Joy, and she is filled with joy, and you're going to see that all over her. So let's bring Felicity in. Hello, Miss Felicity Joy. How are you?
Hello, Miss Tanya Joy. I love it. I love it.
It's so great. And we were talking about this a little bit. You know, I think when you get that name added to your name anywhere, you're naturally just a joyful person. It's a pretty good blessing to have over us, right?
What's even cooler is that that is not the name I was born with. God gave me that name 8 years ago, I think, something
I
like that.
It.
So I legally changed it to what God told me. And there was a point after that that, I was just like freaked out by him changing my name. And he's like, after like 6 months or a year, he was like, honey, I don't know if you're waiting for email confirmation or what you're waiting on, but you're going to get what Abraham got. You're going to get faith to change it. And you're either going to do it or you're not.
Wow. That's an amazing story. So did you legally change it to your last name?
No, I legally changed all my names. So my name is Dr. Felicity Joy Integra Solomon. That's the name God gave me.
That's awesome. What an amazing story. Oh my gosh. We'll have to talk about that another time because I'd be so curious to hear about
that. It's a cool story. It's good.
Wow. That is, well, maybe we could talk about it later in the show too. So first, or maybe you want to work it into your background. Like just tell everybody about who you are. I'm going to have in the show notes your website so that they can go and they can see where you stand on major issues and all of that stuff. But tell us out of your mouth your story and how you got here and how the Lord worked all of your journey to bring you into politics.
Well, that is a great way to describe it, is just that God, you know, weaved my life together into what it is now. And you know, I used to be, I know some really good storytellers, so I used to be intimidated about sharing my story, but I like go all over the place because I think in terms of lessons, but I have a lot of stories to back up my lessons. So, but anyway, it's on my heart to share with y'all that like 2 weeks ago, I went to a conference on the supernatural, and God told me that he was going to be doing a process of restoration in me and healing, and that I wasn't going to limp into my next season, that I was going to run. And so, like, for example, I had my thyroid removed like 12 years ago or something, and I've been believing God that I don't have to take the medication. And the very first prayer that they had people stand up for was thyroid.
Wow.
Then the very second prayer was for knees. And the day before I had banged my knee pretty bad. So like God was like, no, I'm really serious with you. I'm like literally going to heal everything.
Wow.
And so there are so many testimonies out of those 2 days. And one of the biggest things was that sorry for it going in and out.
Oh, that's okay.
Right here.
Great. No problem.
The thing is that I've experienced a fair amount of rejection, but I always knew there was something in me. So when I was 19, I was an actress and I auditioned for a Christian talk show, and I'd never done anything like that before. And there was just something really special about it. So I got the call back. And then it even got like more intense. So literally after the audition, we were in a studio, kind of looked like my background, which is a little funny. And I'm like sitting across from the person that I'm going to co-host with. And after the audition, everyone in the room got quiet. Like, what did we just witness? Because it was like, honestly, it was like brilliant.
Wow.
And we were all like, That was bizarre, right? This is just supposed to be a random audition, but the anointing of God was there. So I know you're just getting into acting, Tanya Joy, but you may know that when you don't get a part, they don't call you to tell you you didn't get a part, right?
Right.
You just see you're not in the thing, right?
Right.
There was a producer who actually called me. And she said all five of the producers of this show, after seeing the audition, said, we got to call her. Because we want to affirm that what you felt in that room happened.
Wow.
We know that you are meant to be a talk show host. And if you didn't look so doggone young, we would so cast you. When I was 19, I looked 15. I'm going to be 50 years old this year. So it just gives me...
You look like you're in your 20s. Yeah.
I appreciate that. So the thing is, like, they weren't being mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the thing is, after that, I asked God, basically, is what I felt that, like, basically, like, it almost felt like fame, or I don't know, like it felt like we were both famous doing this interview with each other. And like, I had walked in, nobody knew me, you know, and I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, God, is this ever going to happen? Like, when will that ever happen? You know? And he said, when you're 50.
Wow.
Now, here's what's amazing about that. I have worked on very much in my Christianity, getting out of my head. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm a person, overthink and blah, blah, blah. I literally didn't even overthink that. I guess my heart was just like, I just wanted to know if I made that up, or we all made that up, or is it ever going to happen? Am I just going to keep living like this average life, or is something like going to happen?
Yeah.
And the fact that he let me know I wasn't crazy, I guess, was all I really cared.
Yeah.
You would think at 19, though, that you might think that a little discouraging, but it literally didn't bother me. I was just happy it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I just proceeded to make decisions to go ahead and try to train myself for it, like do as much as I could in the arena of talk shows or preparing to be a talk show host. And then just God did all kinds of sundry things that have also prepared me, but I didn't know what that would have to do with anything. Mm-hmm. So even, of course, looking back at my past. So I grew up in Harvey, Illinois, which is a lower middle income area. And I ended up going to Princeton University. I was a very good student. And so, you know, I really went from seeing some of the bottom of society, although it was nice when my parents moved there, but it's not right now. So anyway, and then I ended up going to this, you know, cream of the crop, trust fund baby laden place. And I got exposure to a lot of different things and a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my life just took a series of turns. I never wanted to be divorced, but I did end up getting a divorce, and it was just so disappointing to me. After a couple of years, ended up, you know, back on my mom. I actually was on my mom's couch and, with my two preteen kids. And, it was one of the most powerful times in my life. I draw so much from that season. Because there was a moment of a serious, like, come to Jesus talk that I had with God. And I said, God, you know, I've been taking my kids three times a week to church, once on Wednesday, twice on Sunday, to process dealing with the divorce, as well as, like, completely get free from an addiction I had. I went to Celebrate Recovery. So sometimes we went to church four or five times a week.
Yeah.
And I've shown my kids this certain life, and many of the people at my church were prosperous. And I said to God, if you don't do something with my life, I mean, forget the freaking big dream. Like, right now, like, whoa, this is bad. So I'm just saying, if you don't do something, I think my kids aren't going to believe in you. That was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And literally, though, I mean, you know, sometimes you get so honest that you get kind of, you say kind of crazy things. Maybe later you think, should I have said that? I got to the point of evaluating myself, my skills, my abilities to get out of the situation, all my problem solving. I was like, I feel I've given this my best shot.
Yeah.
And if you don't do something,
yeah,
they're not going to believe in you. And honestly, I'm putting it on you because you made me like this. I've given it my best shot and it's not working, right?
Yeah.
And literally after being that honest, I heard start packing.
Wow.
And within, so that was like, say, April. And then by October 1st is when we moved into this beautiful townhome we lived in. We live in right now. And it's, I always struggled paying rent. When I was married, we struggled paying rent. When I was out of the relationship, we struggled paying rent and things getting cut off and this and that. And like, when I tell you, like, this place is double the rent of anything I'd ever paid. And every bill is on time right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is so good. When I heard that little voice and I started packing, I just decided to learn how to listen to God speaking on the inside of me. I stopped taking advice from anybody.
Yeah.
Just sometimes it gets radical like that. I'm not saying don't listen to people, blah, blah, blah. But there are times that you got to figure out how to listen to you. There are also times when you're called to a very unique path. And I think, honestly, that's happening more and more.
I agree.
People are having their own sort of specific past. And what's happening is a lot of the matrix is being broken. And a lot of the ways that people thought things worked isn't working anymore. Right. So it is so crucial. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Marilyn Hickey.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Sarah Bolin, came to my former church like 20 years ago or something.
Wow.
She said the next move of the Spirit is going to be Holy Spirit led.
Yes.
People are going to look for revival in tents. It's not going to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. But she said, let me caution you. She's like, because I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't hear from God and blah, blah, blah. But she said, if you can't hear from the Holy Spirit in this next thing that God's about to do, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be bad. And she felt that really strong. I've never forgotten her saying that. And I think nothing could explain 2020 more.
Oh, yeah.
So really, really interesting is you've got a number of people that have been following their path. You know, some of us like just boldly going forth, some of us a little nervous, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all converging into something special God's doing in the earth right now.
Yeah.
And it's just a very unique Kairos time. So I guess it's, you know, here I am like telling my story and telling the story of what I think is happening prophetically because that's just what I do.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's like how I see it, like God working everything together. And anyway, what God showed me 2 weeks ago was really, really cool. And I hope it encourages someone because it's actually Mark 4:6 or 6:4 says a prophet is not without honor except in their own hometown.
Right.
And so in this church I went to for 27 years, I was virtually unseen.
Uh-huh.
Virtually unseen with this thing inside me knowing something big was going to happen, you know, and it was like weird because it was a larger church and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. 2 weeks ago, there were two special guest speakers and they treated me like I was one of them. It was bizarre. It was just like,
wow.
And so God showed me clear as a bell because it wasn't just my church. Any church I went to, people treated me weird. It was weird. It was like unseen, disregarded, a little bit snipped at and just bizarre. So anyway, and even the pastor a couple weeks ago was neutral with me, but she didn't have that edge like she had been having with me. It was like all the pastors got a memo that you're supposed to treat me weird. It was really bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah. The special guests were treating me like I was one of them. It was like regular. And then God showed me Felicity. The reason they did that is number one is because you received yourself. You've accepted you. You've accepted you. So it wasn't even special to them to accept you. It's just real recognizes real. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing it showed me without a shadow of a doubt is that if the church had recognized who I was, I'd be around traveling like those two ministers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would. Mm-hmm. I have a similar gifting.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have even studied politics because I hated it. I mean, a lot of the things that happened were just from default and me waiting and me waiting and me waiting. And so then God put this political talk show in my lap. Literally, just it was just supposed to be like, you're having this show. It would be like if you had someone on and then 6,000 people watched it and you'd be like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And then God said, I want you to do another show.
Yeah.
That's literally what. And so he dropped politics into my lap just like that. And so here is what is just bizarre to me. As someone who has known what I've wanted, and I wasn't really able to get a lot of what I wanted for a long time, but I've known, I could tell, I could sense, I've had dreams, I have goals, I'm a life coach, I know how to do all that stuff. But it is so fun to me that I am now running for office, and I can tell you with fair amount of confidence, I'll probably do that the rest of my life. I love it. I love it like I've never loved anything. It brings together so many different interests, the public speaking and stuff like that. Like the even because society's so screwed up right now, it pulls on my life coaching in a variety of ways. Individuals are screwed up, but also the world is screwed up. So I get to, because several years ago, God told me about coaching communities and he taught me about how to coach a community.
Wow.
So I'm like bringing all this stuff. I love doing this. Never saw it coming. I think that's so fun that God surprised me with that. You know what I mean? As someone who felt like, oh, I know what I want. Yeah. Hilarious. And God couldn't have even told me at 19 I would be in politics, because I would have been like, well, I don't want to serve you. You're nuts.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah. It's just like, I get it. I get why there's things he can't tell us.
Yeah.
I get why there's things we go through that we can't understand at the time. Mm-hmm. I get why it's good to just trust. Just try to trust and not have so much of an opinion all the time. Yep. It should be doing this. You have no idea what it should be doing. You have no idea, okay? And I've lived a good life, really, up until this point, and I'm more excited now than I've ever been. It's like, what? You know what I mean? I've had some hard moments, but literally I wouldn't even be who I was if it wasn't even for that 12-year marriage I had. If I didn't determine to be better and not bitter.
Yep.
I walk someone through a challenge as a life coach. I do it from a place of, honey, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yes. And get to a gorgeous place. I know what I did. I know what I did to take my, you know, finances from zero to hero. I know it. I can tell you. If you didn't have someone give it to you, if you're not a trust fund baby, if you weren't born with it and people don't seem to naturally like you, whatever the issue is, like, I got you, because I've been through all this stuff. And I'm so happy that I determined the one thing for sure, I'm not going to get bitter about this. Yeah. I don't know how I'm not going to get bitter. But I am determined not to get bitter, because here's what I just told a client of mine this morning, you know, and I'm sorry to be so raw, but it's just on my heart to just say it this way. If I decide, because I've been through some stuff, obviously, if I'm here because I decided not to kill myself again, I'm going to be here and live a good life. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. That's my option. Because you don't, you know what I mean? Don't, because people don't make things life and death. Mm-hmm. And so they don't like really grab in.
Yeah.
Choose to be here.
Yeah.
Choose to
you're
be
here for a purpose. And everything, like, I love what you're saying. We were talking backstage how I really love Esther. I've done a lot of study on Esther. I've had prophetic words that I'm liking Esther. And all of your stories, it was all part of your journey to bring you and prepare you for such a time as this. I mean, it's the story that I am seeing over and over, and you probably see it too on your show. There are so many, particularly women, who are all of a sudden rising up right now. They're being given a voice. They're being, whether it's a political platform, whatever it might be, for such a time as this, for these days and all of the stuff they went through. And the thing I love the most is that we all have these stories. We've all got a backstory. We've all been up and down and in the valley and on the mountaintop. Nobody goes through life without that. But the difference is people, and women particularly, we're talking about it. We're going, look, this is where I came from. This is what God did in my life to prepare me to use me for right now for such a time as this. And I love that.
I think it's really, really epic to find yourself in the Word of God like Jesus did.
Yeah.
Jesus opened the scroll and he turned to a particular place and he read it. And then he said, this scripture has now been fulfilled in your hearing.
Yeah.
Find your place in the Word of God. What is God doing in your life prophetically? Yeah. How is your life similar to this?
Yeah.
When I asked God, because I was like, man, it just seems like other people are living this normal life around me and I'm living this very, very strange thing. He said, look at the life of the prophets. I had read the Bible like 7 times at that point. He's like, nah, don't read what they said. I said, look at their life.
Mm-hmm.
How did they live? He's done that with a lot of us.
Yes.
And we get into these shoulds, but it should be this way. It should be that way. And it's just, that's not working.
Yeah.
The shoulds aren't working. Just like stop shitting on yourself.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that funny? It's so true.
So wow. It's just about like, because as soon as you go there, you get out of trusting God.
Right.
So we can just forget about that.
And his ways are above our ways. His understanding, his thinking is not the way we do things. So when we put ourselves in the way, it really can impact what the outcome is, right?
We are living an epic story.
Yes.
That's what you need to understand. You are living an epic Bible-sized story.
Yeah.
Now, how can you know the Bible is true? Look at your own life and begin to believe. Begin to believe that there is something greater in you. You have the spark of God in you. So every single person has that capacity. You could see, if you get in your natural mind, you say, oh, well, if we're all special, nobody's special, blah, blah, blah. No, that is an excuse you are making. You know that on the inside of you, even if you're sitting amongst a bunch of laundry, or you're just sitting there and can't even get yourself off the couch, you are constructing strongholds in your mind of why things are always going to be this way. Because listen, you could be surrounded by a mountain of laundry and you could have joy because you're raising 5 kids and you're just loving that. And you're thanking God every day and you know it's your calling. But if you're sitting there depressed about it and you're wanting to deny that calling on the inside of you, dude, that is on you. Don't you put that on God.
Yeah.
God did not make any junk and he didn't make anything average.
Yep.
He made you to live a life of joy. And so if this isn't cutting it, it don't need to cut it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you need to take ownership of what it is that you want. And of course, one of the most difficult things as a coach is that someone will be living a life that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a series of sessions until God shows me that I've earned their trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, look around you. You created that.
Right. Right.
You can't get anywhere until you get there.
Yeah. That's so true. It's absolute. It's so true. I mean, that was the place I got to eventually that was where the breakthrough happened. When I got to the point where I went, hold on a second. What have I been doing? What are the things in me that I'm repeating? Where's the trauma? Where's the hurt? What do I have to work through? What do I need to still release forgiveness for? What am I holding in bitterness? What are those things? And as soon as I started that process, all of a sudden things started to change. And it's absolute, absolute truth. This is such a great conversation. Let's take a quick break. Yeah. And then
we'll be on 15 minutes.
It's okay. I love it. It's a great conversation and it's needed. People need to hear this. It's such good truth. So let's take a break. Don't go away, everybody. We are going to be right back. Enjoy this Beauty for Ashes clip. Hi, y'all. This is Tanya Joy from Beauty for Ashes. Many of you have seen the unbelievable results that my dad has had by using the Right Side of Health program. He has lost 21 pounds in the first 30 days of using this program, simply by using the products and making some very easy lifestyle changes to his diet. He is hooked. I personally have been using the Timeless Pack, which I call Esther's Timeless Pack, comprised of muscadine oil. This is one of the top antioxidants that is available on the market and has been shown in studies to reduce fine lines and wrinkles. And as an added bonus, it blocks the unwanted unhealthy fats in our food. Y'all gotta try these products. Go to b4a.myinfinity.com today and check it out. Try them. Just give them a try and let me know your results. I believe you're going to love it. Again, go to b4a.myinfinity.com to check these out today. Thanks, y'all. God bless you. For more great content, go to beautyforashes.tv. All right, we are back. I'm still getting used to throwing those commercials in, but, you know, they're fun.
Well, I'm proud of you. That was really lovely.
Oh, and, you're so sweet. Thank you.
No, it's important. It's important that we, you know, make these things sustainable for ourselves. It's very important to God because he wants to keep us doing these things. Yes. And God may be telling you to start a podcast and you need to know that that can be sustainable. Absolutely. Do you know that there's a whole new job out there called content creator? That's and right. God doesn't want his people falling behind when he's given them a message and he wants to give them a platform. So we need to know how to use wisdom and have it be sustainable. I'm very proud of you. Iron sharpens iron. So that's now right. I'm excited to get me a nice commercial.
Oh, thank you.
God had already shown me that. And so I just love being
it's
here
new.
With you.
It's just, yeah, these commercials, it's new for me. It's a new thing. I went to a podcast kind of a training, you know, and got some great business advice. And, you know, sometimes I think as Christians, when we get a call from the Lord, it's like we focus on that, and which is great. But there's the aspect of it where he's going, yeah, let's make it sustainable. This can be your business ultimately, you know, I mean, this is what he's doing right now. And especially in the podcast realm, because he wants healthy, good, moral, encouraging, God honoring content. And so it's
actually doing it in a lot of realms. You know, for a number of years, the music industry has been a blue collar industry. If you're willing to put in the work, you can build a tribe online. There are so many more possibilities with the online space, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to wait to be discovered anymore. That's I don't right. care what business that you are trying to do. There is a way to do that, right? Just starting right where you are and letting God show you how to be cutting edge in that That's thing. Right. We're not That's to let right. the world get ahead of us anymore. He invented all this. It's his. So you just have to talk to him about it in a business way. I also want to share with you that I'm really encouraged by your identification with Esther. I identify very strongly with Deborah.
And awesome.
The thing that I sense from you that I really want to encourage people because God was just talking to me earlier, actually today, about the value of archetypes. And that's not something we really talk about in the church. But here's the cool thing. Like, I know I'm not literally Deborah. You're not literally Esther. But here's the thing. When you find yourself in the Word of God, there are times that you feel like I don't know the answer. And maybe I don't even know me sometimes. Like, God, I don't know what you're doing in my life, but I know Esther. And it just gives me peace. And that's how I feel. Like, because I go through a lot of things that warriors go through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right now, I've got someone, you know, tearing me down online about my blue hair and that I can't be a conservative, but, you know, with blue hair.
Crazy, right?
It's not done. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, God, lady, you know, how old do you sound anyway?
Right.
But, you know, so when I think, well, I don't know exactly what you're doing, God, but I know Deborah. And I know what she did. Like, I know how she did it, right? And I rest in that. Like, I take comfort in that. If you guided Deborah, you'll guide me.
That's right.
So there's power and there's value in these archetypes and these stories and these figures. There's someone for you to relate to. Like, I just think that that's a really, really, like, powerful thing right now for us to grasp onto. And there's one other thing I want to share from earlier that I was thinking. We talked about taking radical responsibility for our own lives. That's where the power lies. That's how you can get, if you feel stuck, I'm telling you what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get to move your life forward. And listen, last year for about 8 months, I was pretty bored actually. And I was literally waiting on God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something. It takes a lot to qualify for actually waiting on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, he is waiting on you.
Yes.
In most cases, he is waiting on you. I would even argue that it's probably that if you're waiting on the Lord, it has to also do with a kairos time, like what we're living. I mean, if you don't realize that something special is going on in the entire earth, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it may have to do with that. Mm-hmm. And once this a particular once Kingdom Conservative Party started, I realized, oh, that's what I was waiting on. You see what I'm saying? And while I waited, I, as you might hear in sermons, I waited on the Lord like a servant, right? I did things in improving our relationship. Then he was like, go write a book. You know, I've been telling you to write a book. You've got lots of time. Go write a book. You know, so I got the book done and things like that. Like, he gave me little projects.
Wow.
But the thing is, I was pretty bored. I'm telling you, most of y'all that feel stuck and think you're waiting on God, it's not it. Like, you really want to talk to someone and make sure that's what he's doing. But what I wanted to do is extend to this. There is a radical responsibility that God is showing me on the body of Christ right now. And if we don't begin to take responsibility for that, also, those people in the body of Christ are also going nowhere.
Yeah.
First of all, radical responsibility for 2020. If you don't realize, and I'm just going to say it, that you closing your church was a failure. That is called failing the test.
Yes.
Jesus put his hands on lepers. You wore a mask and gloves. You failed. You need to just come to that. You come to that. You repent. He can do something with you. But yeah. I am telling you, the people needed you. Everything that they ever looked at, either on their phone, their computer, or their TV, was pumping fear into them. Yeah. And more than half of you joined in. So yeah. Saying that, I'm also going to say this, because like I said, I'm a community life coach. There are, you could almost look at any issue and see the radical responsibility and irresponsibility of the people of God. So yeah. Let me blow your mind with this. So the addiction I overcame was sex addiction. Okay. And I put that bold on my website. You can hear the whole story, or you can just skip the story now that you know what it is. But the, and there's lots of reasons that we did it that way, but I'm telling you that because God is giving me a unique perspective. You want to see what they're doing in the schools. We get all up in arms. They want to teach sodomy to your five-year-old. I understand, like, it's crazy. Not everybody is called, or not everybody feels in the place or can homeschool right now. I homeschooled, but I don't hold that over people. I thank God. Thank God if you can, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are trying to. Here's the thing. We, as a body of Christ, need to take radical responsibility and really evaluate what's been going on.
Yeah.
Because most of us raise our children in church, and I don't even know the percentage of those kids that have sex before marriage.
Right.
We have not figured out how to implement our values. So this Correct. Is what I want to show you. There's a lot of research on this and everything. You and I personally live this, so this is why I'm talking to you about it. You are supposed to talk to your kids about sex real young, but age appropriate, not this weird stuff.
Right.
Porno for 3-year-olds. No, there's little ways. Talk to them about boys and girls loving each other. Yeah. And oh, one day you'll be married like mommy and daddy. And then you get to the, there are lots of little ways.
Yeah.
You start to see them. And one of the ways God brought this together for me was this Muslim guy who's on Facebook, or I'm sorry, he was raised Muslim, but he all of a sudden had this thought. All of him and his friends drink, smoke, have sex before marriage, do everything Islam taught them not to do. They don't go even to mosque anymore, right? And none of them eat pork. And he thought, what? Yeah. And even one time he was like, I don't give a crap about this. I'm just going to have the hot dog, right? And he threw up taking the bite. So here's the power of early imprinting. He finally thought about it. They have talked to me about not eating pork since I started eating anything.
Yes.
They go, ew, yuck. You know, you do it age appropriate. Oh, we don't eat that. If you see a hot dog, you see pigs anywhere. Yuck, gross, unclean. And they imprint you with that.
Yes.
Early. So what happened is the church created a vacuum and the devil went.
So good.
So if you're trying to understand, why is this happening? How is this happening? It is happening. Again, we left our post. And I know this is not common knowledge, what I'm telling you, but that is why I'm telling you. And that's why God wants me talking about this, okay?
Yep.
And also, if you have young kids, you can go ahead and do the research and learn how to age appropriate talk to your kids about this stuff. The church needs to fill in these gaps and stop living in la-la fairy tale land.
Yes.
realistic. Every problem that is happening in society, the Bible says judgment begins first at the house of God. You have to say it's our fault.
That's right. We did that.
And how did we do that? And then you reverse engineer and you can get to the solution. So, you know, that's what I like to do. Like, I really like to break open things like that for people so they can see. Stop your whining. I can't believe.
Yeah.
It's your fault. Okay. It's you right. are a child of God. He put the responsibility on you. What did he tell Adam and Eve? You fruitful Correct. And multiply. You take dominion and authority. Jesus said, occupy till I come.
That's right. So,
it's okay. We weren't taught how. We were always treated like sheep in church, never like lions.
That's right.
I'm telling you that God is drawing on something different in us. And if you're still in that phase of complaining and wishing things were the way they were, which the Bible tells you not to do, because it says in Ecclesiastes, don't talk about the good old days.
Yes.
And I can't remember the end of the verse. It's really good. So look that up in Ecclesiastes. But I want to just give you another life coaching tip. When you do that, and you talk about the good old days, you're not remembering them correctly. You're not seeing it from God's, because in God's perspective, you were creating this vacuum the whole time and opening the door for the enemy the whole time and treating the church like sheep and not lions the whole time. Not that some good things didn't happen, but he saw these gaping holes seeming to happen all the time. He saw 2020 coming the whole time. So you're remembering the good old days in your little fantasy land way, which is what's causing the whole problem. Do you see what I'm saying? So he said, don't talk about the good old days like that. Don't do that.
That's because right.
Because you're not looking at it from my perspective. And what did he say? When he said in Isaiah, your thoughts are not my thoughts, your ways are not my ways, that was not a recommendation.
Right.
Nor was it an excuse for you to keep being stupid.
That's right.
He's saying, come up. I've given you the capacity. I just want you to know it's real different the way I think. So I just want you to know, like, when you have thoughts that are real different than your thoughts, like, don't rebuke the devil, because it probably is me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I just wanted to give you a clue, like, it's real different. But he wasn't saying you can't do it, or that's a great excuse for you to keep being dumb, or whatever. We got to lean into our divinity stop making excuses about our humanity. So are you surprised that I'm an ordained minister?
No, I'm like,
put all this in me.
I'm like, my goodness. I know. I feel like we could sit and just preach and talk about that, which I love, because honestly, that's really how the political arena started. I mean, when our country was founded by men who loved God, who were leaving for religious freedom. That's why we have our nation. People so forget that, you know, people don't even realize it, quite frankly. But I mean, that's how our nation was started. It was for the sake of religious freedom, so that they could live and set laws based on the word of God. And we have come so far from that. So this is so awesome, because this is what we're starting to see come back into politics.
Amen.
And that's how it was created.
It's so exciting. Literally, the Kingdom Conservative Party motto, back to original design. And so I'm finding I am preaching more, you know, in the public square, at Republican meetings. Anytime I get to introduce myself, I'm throwing scriptures in there. And it's not even offensive. Why?
I was just going to ask you, what has been the response? What are, you know, now that you've been on the campaign trail, like, what are you seeing? I would think you're seeing hunger, but.
That is exactly what I'm saying. People are hungry. They're hurting.
Yeah.
They've had no one to care for them.
Yeah.
So how would you feel if you've had no one to care for you and somebody starts coming to care for you?
Yeah.
What do you feel when you haven't had any answers and you're like, I have no idea why this is happening? Because, like, how many people don't go to church, right? And don't even see the importance. Then you have a woman of God coming up. And just at some meeting, telling them the scriptures, and they're like, well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it was always supposed to make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't just supposed to be a feel-good thing, actually, on Sunday. You were supposed to go and get answers.
That's right.
So I'm exposing them to the truth, just like they did back in the day.
That's right. They,
the lawmakers went out and they preached good news, good news. We didn't make all these sacrifices coming from England for nothing. The hand of God is upon us to birth this nation. And I tell you today that the hand of God is upon us to rebirth it. It's America will be born again.
Yep.
We will be born again. That's what God is doing. And so we're just coming out with the good news that the Bible isn't just some story like a bunch of stories. It's truly good news for your hurting situation. And honestly, the more these politicians hurt the people, the more opportunity that it gives those of us who know the truth. So that's why I get a little hard on the body of Christ, because I don't want you with the answers to keep acting like the ones that don't have the answers.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's time. Yeah. It's time, and there's no time, right? It's like, there's no time to be how we've been. There is no time anymore. We are in dire positions now, and we must be bold, and we must speak the truth, and we need to cast off fear and know that that's not what God gave us. He did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a sound mind. And this is so exciting. I just love this. I love getting to know you, and you have so much wisdom and knowledge in you. And I'm so excited. Tell everybody now, as far as if they want to support you and kind of the next steps for your campaign and just some of those little details, so that they hear that as well.
Absolutely. So my website, you'll see it there, joyforillinois.com. It's based on Proverbs 29:2. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. And when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Mm-hmm. So that's joyforillinois.com. I am soliciting $5, $10, $100, whatever you can do donation. Yeah. It's very important. I will not take money from somebody who I'm not going to listen to when I get down there. And I want to say, if you do not have, you know, a Christian that you can vote for in these midterm elections, sow your seed.
Yes.
Sow your seed into another area and say, God, I put a demand on you. We will have a Christian to vote for this next cycle. Be careful what you wish for. It might be you. But anyway, no, I don't want to scare
you. Amen, right? Amen. Right. I love it.
But we all have our role to play, right? Yeah. And so certainly if you're in Illinois, I'm looking for volunteers. If you're not in Illinois and you have more time than money, I'm putting together my call team, because midterms are coming up June 28th, and we want to call and remind the people to come out.
Yes.
It's just as important that we get a Christian in there.
Yes,
than it is that we don't. It's that people are like, well, whatever, Republican, whatever.
No.
Listen, what is the difference between a Rhino and a Democrat? Like, please, like, you right. need to really be wise in what you're doing. So it's not just whoever, right? We need
That's
to be
right.
plugged in. It's an informed populace.
That's right. And
I also want to just share with you, right, that, listen, being a legislator locally is a part-time position. I'm still a life coach. I have clients. I'm still taking on clients. If something I said pricked your heart, or you want to do a check-in and make sure, like, I thought I was waiting on God, maybe I'm not,
yes.
you know, or if you feel stuck, right? It's Mental Health Awareness Month. I want to encourage you. You know,
right.
my first call is always free. You know, just get another look at it. I'm very good at shifting perspectives, and I don't mind if the first call does everything you need and you don't end up hiring me. I'm happy to just help with that first call. I run what I do as a ministry, and so I'm always able to meet people where they're at if it's clear that God wants us working together. So
where can people get in touch with you for that as well?
Yeah.
Do you have a separate website?
I do. And it is coming to me right now. Oh yeah. Make Felicity Your LC. Make Felicity Your Life Coach.com. But
okay.
It's just LC. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. That way I can stick that in the show notes, and we can talk offline if you want me to add an email to that so that people can definitely reach out.
Yeah, there's a contact me on there, and I answer them. So
awesome. This was such an honor and such a pleasure, and you are just so filled with joy, and I'm so excited to see what's going to come in this race and just in your life. And my goodness, when's your birthday?
May 29th.
Oh, so you are really close to that.
You know, the thing is, I'm 49. I'm running in the 49th district.
Yeah, that's
all those little.
That gives me the Holy Spirit.
I know, right? It's like, that's super cool. Like, God has just brought this all together. And, you know, I believe I have a word from the Lord and know what it means. But the fact is, if I didn't run this race, I'd be like Abe Lincoln and keep running till I went. I mean, that's how much I love it. Like, I yeah. literally love it. And so
awesome.
I found my joy, you know, I mean, I found like just feeling like, ah, this is it. Right. And
yeah.
that's an amazing thing. Like, I hope it encourages people also against being judgmental, either on themselves or others. There is such a thing as a late bloomer. I've done some cool things in my past, but I'm saying sometimes you don't find that thing right away. And we're such a youth-based, you need to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, whether it's you or somebody else. Stop judging. That's not helping anybody, right?
Absolutely.
And it's for the joy set before us that we endure whatever we have to do like Jesus. So you can do it. Whoever you love in your life can do it. Don't judge people. Let them, you know, find their joy. It's good.
I love it. What an amazing message you have. Literally, it's just fantastic. Thank you so much, Felicity, for joining me and for sharing your story and being such a joy and true light of the gospel of Jesus to so many people. This is just fantastic. And y'all, I know that this will bless you. I know, I'm sure you are like, wait, I got to go back and take notes through some of this. So share this broadcast, share it with your friends and your family and your social media, because the message that Felicity has shared is needed, and we want to get the good word out. Like I always say, this show is based on Isaiah 61. We are called to preach the good news, to set the captives free, to bind up the brokenhearted. So here is a great show that you could share that touches on all of that. God bless you all. We will see you next time. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Bye, everyone.
Amen.
Many people know about our clinic, but most don't realize we help patients around the globe reach their health goals. Deep down, you know there's got to be a way to get there, but you don't know where to start. Our starter plan is the first step. You'll get everything you need to experience a health transformation in 120 days.
You'll start by resetting your health with a 2-week detox. Then you'll implement our proven anti-inflammatory food plan. On top of this, you'll get a 120-day supply of essential supplements, omega-3 and vitamin DK, as well as our homeopathic drops to accelerate your health goals.
Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer and save a total of $80.
This is your path to more energy and better health.